This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 1/31/22, last day of January. And Nick, well, stocks came back. They went up on Friday and they're up again today.
Yeah, well, if you watch the Friday action, it was a pretty good rally. So the markets were defended. And honestly, if you know volume trends, they kind of told us we were due for some kind of a pop. Earlier in the week on Monday, we had a big reversal day on massive, massive volume. When you get high volume at lows, generally tells us a turning point is coming. And this Friday, they were defended. But the days leading up to Friday were very, very rough. Markets were really, really struggling. They couldn't get anything going. And then we got that Friday, what do we call it, the Friday effect. And the markets rallied up, had staged a very, very good move. Volume was very, very good as well. And today we're getting a follow through buying spree. So no real surprises. Where, as you said, we're at the end of the month. Sometimes you get money coming in at the end of the month. call that end of month window dressing. And you're seeing it happen at the moment. So not really a shocker. I think we probably could see a little bit more upside in the next few days as well. Well, I don't think every day will go straight up, but, you know, good rally. And this is a great trading market as well.
So is there a bit of a short squeeze going on?
Oh, yeah. The short squeeze actually took place on Monday, though. If you go back and you just look at the market action from the 24th, the spiders sold off. They went as low as 420. The cash S&P on that day, I believe, was as low as 4222. And we closed that session at 44.10. So that's a high volume reversal short squeeze. And now we're getting a little bit more follow through, and you got another short squeeze on Friday. So now the short squeezing is kind of over, but we should trickle up a little bit more from here, I would believe.
Yeah, and then we're gonna see it. Hey, you think we'll see any nominal highs here and then a pullback again or what?
Yeah, I don't think we're going up to the highs anymore, but I just, you know, now it's all about pattern recognition. There's going to be a lot of resistance points coming up. So you got to see how the market reacts at those resistance points. If they reverse with volume, then it's telling you the markets are headed lower. But right now, for the next week or so, maybe even 2 weeks, I would give the markets the benefit of the doubt that they could uptick a little bit. I don't think it's going to be a straight up move. No V bottoms here. I think we're going to get a lot of choppiness. But, you know, I don't think we break down right away or initially. So it's going to be all about what does the pattern do over the next couple of weeks.
So last week was a bad week for gold.
Yeah, last week was a terrible week for gold. Gold got absolutely slaughtered after the Federal Reserve made their statement. And if you take a look at the gold futures chart, we are now trading below the 50 and 200-day moving averages. Today, gold is getting a nice little bid. So you know, nice little bounce today, up about $9 on the futures, trading at around $17.95. But a lot of ugliness last week. Last week was not a good week for gold. And again, the overall bigger time frame pattern is not bullish. So in order for gold to get some steam going to the upside, it really needs to get a lot more constructive on the charts. And I'm not seeing that just yet.
All right. Finally, Bitcoin caught a bid. And it's back up over 37,000.
Yeah, Bitcoin, you know, I've talked about it on the program with you. I thought we would sell down and break the 35,000 level. I thought that was where Bitcoin was headed. Now it's back above 37,800. So it's had a very, very good bounce. And again, it's going to be very, very important to see how it holds up here over the next week or two, just like the stock market. So Bitcoin right now is holding up back above that psychological 35,000 level. I thought that would be a big, big area where it would be defended, and it has been. And now that the pattern over the next week or two will tell us a lot more. So right now, Bitcoin bounce continues, and that's a nice little uptick, and it's just going to be all about the pattern going forward. So going to be very, very important. But right now, I think it continues to hang in there a little bit longer.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for today. Make sure you go over to Nick's site, inthemoneystocks.com. See how he's been beating the averages for decades. Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, at Kerry Lutz. Emails are welcome, KL@KerryLutz.com. Nick, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good.